creative journey is not an easy one. We're here to help. The Lightning Rod is a safe space to talk about branding, marketing, business, and the creative industry. Today's host is Tammy Nguyen.
What up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of The Lightning Rod. So today's episode is not really an episode that's like about business or about creative, actually. It's just more so about real life talk. Like, let's talk. Because recently in Atlanta, as of now, it's probably been about a week since it has happened. And there is a lot of emotions there. And so I just want to be transparent that I'm not on my usual setup, so my voice may sound a little bit different. It's also 1:50 in the morning. The reason why I chose to record this episode at 1:50 is because I feel like right now I'm the most sane, even though a little bit tired, but the most sane and the least amount of biased emotions, if that makes sense. So when the event happened, of the mass murder happened, let me just say that, when that happened, my emotions were whack. It's out of space. It's out of pocket. It's everything. Because I couldn't even process that that was going on. As the names were being released, I was just like, one side of me is worried, like, oh my God, is my mom going to make it back home? Because she's also out there. And then the second thing I was worried about was like, oh fuck, now they're going to butcher their names on the media outlet because they can't say Asian names. I don't know. It was a weird complex to kind of deal with. And then after that kind of settled in, and then you hear the guy's reasoning, and it's just like, dude, fuck your bad day. We don't give a fuck that you had a bad day. Does that mean I have a bad day? I can go mass murder 8 lives and they can't return home to their kids and they can't return home to their families? Nah, dude. Nah, I just can't. But again, we're not on this platform to talk about those kind of things. Not that we're in avoidance. It's just not the platform that we built. But what I am here to say is that I am sending my condolences to those families. Because I can't imagine how it feels right now. And sometimes you gotta just bite down and move forward. Even though it happened, you just gotta bite down and move forward. That's how I felt when my dad passed away years ago to cancer. It's one of those things where you, not that you have to turn the other cheek, but you just say, okay, it happened. All right, we move forward because there's no point in mourning, and there's no point that you, of course you have a mourning period and a grieving period, but there's no point in being sad about it for long term is what I mean. And so I'm just thinking about those families in my heart right now. It's just like, how are they feeling? Are they moving forward or are they caught up in this? Like really riled up? Like what's going on, you know? And, you know, after that happened in Atlanta on Saturday of that weekend, so this recent Saturday that just passed as of this recording, Atlanta held a protest. In my 25 years of living, granted, like only really like 15 or 20 of those years was conscious. Like I understand the things that are happening around me. I've never seen a protest for Asian Americans or Asian issues, anything of that sort. And so to see that, in a lot of ways, I felt empowered. And in other ways, I felt like, okay, we have to make something happen of this moment. And I take a lot of that empowerment from Black Lives Matter, because when the first campaign came out for BLM, I wasn't caught on because I was ignorant. I didn't understand a lot of the things. And then as I educated myself more, it just started doing more research and understanding the undertones and the stories and just hearing people, just listen, just sit down and listen to people. I learned a lot during that journey. And so in times like this, when it's now happening to the Asian community, which is my community, I don't want this to happen again to any community, to be honest with you guys. Like, I just don't want this to happen to any community. But because we live in the United States, it's often predicted that this may happen again. And that's unfortunate. And that's super sad, like, to even think about. But I'll rest my case there, is that I don't want to get too emotional about those kind of things, because it does put me in an emotional state. Because I think about It could be me, it could be my family, it could be my team, my team's family, it could be anybody in my proximity. No matter Asian, Black, Latino, no matter, as long as you're a minority, you're always the minority. And so it is fearful. It's a fearful thing to be fearful of. But the reason why I really wanted to hop on for this episode again, trying to get straight to the point here, but gotta give a lot of backstory. But I'm here to say that we felt it, we feel empowered, and so we want to take our creative juices, our creative ideas, our creative energy, and put it into this cause. And so what we plan on doing is that we literally just got it ordered. We're all done DZ with it. We have stickers on the way, tote bags, potentially pins. We have a lot of things that are on the way right now. Just placed the order for it because we work tirelessly. Is that even the right word? Tirelessly. Yeah, we worked tirelessly through the weekend while the protest was going on and all of these emotions trying to capture everything that's happening and also still stay in work mode. That's probably one of the hardest things to do. We captured what we could in terms of our emotions and just made art. I have a lot of thanks to Min, the co-host of the podcast. Min did a lot of the legwork for this artwork that we are releasing. We as a team just supported Min in that endeavor in terms of like they made the art and we're just supplying what is needed and what kind of critique and whatever extra they would need. We just provided that. So we have a very simple, I would say, a very simple piece coming out. And what we're doing with that is we're creating all this merch, quote unquote merch that goes with it, so products basically. And those products will be available on our Etsy. And so what will happen then is that every purchase that purchases one of the art pieces, whether that be a sticker, whether that be a tote bag, whatever it may be, a majority of the proceeds will go toward an Atlanta organization here in Atlanta, that is centered around Asian American communities here in Atlanta, to help fight racial justice, social justice, all in the betweens. We will update in terms of what organization we choose. However, I do want to make it a point here, even though we're doing such a campaign. We don't even know how many people are going to support us, to be honest with you. But I just felt like, as a creative team, how can we not do something in this time? Are we just going to stay back? And yeah, the protests are wonderful. Like, there was a lot of support there. We felt the energy there. But is that all that we can do? That's what I was questioning, is that really all that we can do? And just a social post, is that all we can do? It's just a social post. And so I really took on this project, pushing all other projects aside and making this the priority, is that we had to get this done. And so again, we don't know how many supporters we have because we didn't even prepare the right marketing for this. We're just going to rely on our community. We're going to rely on ourselves and our networks to push this campaign. And you guys can be part of that too. And you guys can support us by going to our Etsy once it's live after this episode. But I do want to make the disclaimer note, or not the disclaimer, just a transparency note, is that I would wholeheartedly love if you guys just donated directly to the families of the victims. Their GoFundMes are official and verified on GoFundMe.com. I can link those if needed, but there is a page on GoFundMe for such cases. And I would prefer it if you guys wanted to do something and you feel like, how can I support right now? That is probably the best way, is to put that money into those families. Because while money can't buy everything, but there's possibly a lot of things that they need, especially being Asian myself. And when my dad passed away because of lung cancer, I just remember that strenuous process of all the little traditional little things we have to do for a funeral. It's not just a casket, you go get them cremated or buried, and then you're done. It's not like that for Asian cultures. There's a lot of traditions behind it that cost a lot of money. And that would be great if you guys can, push toward that. However, It may not be everybody's forte, and that's okay too. That's why we wanted to release a campaign that's a little bit on the lighter note, so we can take that funding and push it toward an organization here in Atlanta that will help push the agenda. And the reason why I said a majority of the proceeds, because I want to be transparent, is that we will take a small portion of the proceeds actually to only make more merch, to supply more. And if we can make more art to put on more merch, we will absolutely do that with whatever proceeds is left. Outside of the majority that we are giving to the organization, we have not decided on the organization just yet. We have been reaching out to a couple to see where we could do that partnership, and so that will be announced on our Instagram. I don't think it's going to be before this episode releases, to be fair with you, but I do think by the time this episode releases, we should have some type of organization tied. And if we don't, please feel free, if you have an organization or you have a recommended one, please feel free to email us at letstalk@thecreativefolks.org. I'm happy to consider it. I'm happy to talk to them and see where we can make sure that everybody's funds and donations toward our campaign will be effective. I'm running on 12 minutes here. I don't want to ramble too much longer. I just really wanted to announce that we definitely have a social media post ready to go on this kind of stuff. So you guys will see it if you guys are following us. But otherwise, during a time like this, I recommend taking care of your mental health. Drink a lot of water. Don't think about it too much because, quite honestly, it's damaging to think about it a lot if you're not prepared for that kind of stuff. I've been, in the past couple of years, dealt with a lot of different deaths in my life. And so even still hearing something like this where it's so sudden and it's so close to home, it still feels like, oh, like that pierce in your heart, And I think it's normal though, and I think for everybody else, thank you for checking on me. If you're out there listening and you've checked on me and my team and the business and all of that stuff, I really appreciate it because I didn't think I needed something like that, and in times that I needed it and it came, I was very grateful for that. And so if you have Asian friends, please check in with them because they may need it in a time that you wouldn't think, or they didn't even know that they needed something like that. So please check in with them. Please ask them, how is their health? How is their mental health? How are they dealing with this? One thing that I really liked that my friends kind of brought up was that, hey, I'm just checking in with you, but you don't have to reply right away. And I think it's because they know that I reply under 24 hours. That's kind of like my policy. Unless something just is going on so bad that I cannot reply. And definitely last week was one of those situations where it was like my text messages went up to like 20 messages, and I was freaking out because I hate it when my messages are going over one notification. Check on your Asian friends, check on your minority friends. Check on your mixed friends, anybody that could be involved, anybody that can relate. There's a lot of emotions here, so check in with them and talk to them about it. Stay educated and, don't be ignorant on your bad days. That's not the move and that's not the way to go. Feel free to support us at the Etsy store, which will be in the description and will also be on all of our social platforms. Additionally, you can email us if you have any questions or any type of recommendations. Happy to take those. Let's talk at thecreativefolks.org is the email. And I think that's it, you guys. I feel really, really good actually after talking it out with you guys because I think a lot of these emotions have been pent up. Even though I feel better emotionally, but it's still a lot of emotions. So, see you guys in the next episode. Let's hustle.
Did you know that we have an entire content library for you to learn from? Check out our website for more information. Thanks for tuning in today. The Lightning Rod is powered by the Creative Folks.